Good morning, fellow colleagues and friends. As my last week at the company comes to a close, I wanted to take a few minutes to connect with all of you. It's definitely been a rewarding and memorable journey for nearly 20 years. Beyond grateful for everything it has given me, experience, opportunities, different roles, friendships, stories, and laughs. I remember when I worked over in Hicksville as the HR generalist. Some days, I would ask myself, what role am I in today? A teacher, a coach, a dean, a trainer, an investigator, the HR police. Of course, some days, I played several of these roles. Above all, the kindness and dedication of the people at the company never ceased to amaze me. Here is a team that makes things happen and creates an impact in the world and the work that they do. There are good and talented people at this company. This is truly something to be proud of. It's not what you do, but how you do it and how you be as a human being and show up is what matters the most. This brings to mind a famous quote by Maya Angelou. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Something to continue to inspire us to live up to while interacting with others. With that being said, I'll be embracing my second act in life. I know I'm meant to make a bigger impact in the world. I'll be taking a sabbatical leave from corporate and pursuing my dream of becoming a published author and speaker on stages. My memoir has been a work in progress for a few years. For my work week, I would wake up, make my matcha tea, coffee latte, meditate, chant, pray for a few minutes, and write before anything else. Before checking emails, before going to work, before even walking Preston, my snuggle bug, Golden Doodle. He loves to sleep in. Start your mornings with something that allows you to tune into your joy, your passion project, your calm, your well-being. What legacy do you want to leave behind? Who do you want to be in this world? What will you regret doing if you don't do it? Do it, even if you fail a million times. That's part of the course of your life. Over the years, I've come to appreciate the phrase that I've heard my spiritual mentor say. It's what's happening for me and not to me. Everything has prepared me for this moment. It doesn't matter how far along everyone else is around me. I'm right on time. I'm ready. You are my people. I care about my people. I want nothing but the best for my people. I love to have you as part of my tribe and for us to continue to inspire each other. If you'd like to stay in touch, and I hope you do, and be in the know about my writing and life updates and receive empowering and mindfulness strategies, then I invite you to sign up for my blog list at www.crself.com. I'm only committing to sending it out once or twice a month. I want it to be meaningful and impactful. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being part of my career journey. Looking forward to staying in touch. Take good care of yourselves. This is Serena Tamel, P&O Business Partner.